Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, Parshat Tazria, Tavshin Pei Dalet. And I thank Rabbi Sentel and Rabbi Nitzan for covering me for me when I was gone. And again, a reminder that tomorrow morning I also will be gone, and Rabbi Muser will be giving the shiur. And thank you in advance, Rabbi Muser. Okay, so what I'd like to do is the very beginning of the Parsha. Hashem speaks to Moshe, and he says, speak to B'nai Yisrael and tell them that when a woman has a child, Zohar Nekeva, she's tummy, etc., and so on. So we have the mitzvah of the woman who gives birth. We have the bris. We have the then continuing mitzvah of the how to deal with the mitzvah, with the leper, and so on and so forth. So Rashi, the very first Rashi in the Parsha, Amar Rav Simloi, Rav Simloi says, okay, and listen to the words carefully, if you turn back to the beginning of the Chumash and Bereishis, the creation of animals, all types of animals and birds, preceded the creation of man, right? Because man was not created until the sixth day, and the animals were created earlier. In the same way that in Bereishis, so Brias Behemoth Va'ofos receded the Brias to Adam, Kach Torahso Nisparsha Acher Torahs Behemoth Chayvo. So the Torah of man, these halachas that have to do with the childbirth and with the mitzorah and so on and so forth, that also comes after the Torah, the laws regarding animals and various animals and birds. What does that mean? Because we have in the previous Parsha, at the end of the previous Parsha, the Torah gives us the list of animals and fish and so on that are kosher species and the non-kosher species. So so Rashi, in the name of Rabbi Simloi, is telling us that there is a reason for everything in the Chumash. Nothing is willy-nilly. So if at the end of last week's Parsha in Shmini, we have all the halachas of animals, and now we have the halachas of that pertain to man, it's following the pattern that in Bereishis we had the creation of animals and then we have the creation of man. Okay, so that's the simple understanding in Rashi. I always kind of, every time I see this Rashi, I always thought about the following question, and whether it is a question or not, but if it is, it'll be answered with what we're about to learn today in any event. It calls the halachas of last week's parsha, the Torah of the animals. Now that really, it's not the Torah of the animals. It's the halachas that man has, right, regarding what he's allowed to do vis-a-vis his food, his eating. Now, the man has halachas regarding what he's allowed to wear. He's not allowed to wear wool and linen. He has halachas what he's allowed to do on Shabbos, 39 halachas he's not allowed to do. And he has halachas what he's allowed to eat, what he's allowed to bring into his kitchen. I mean, why is that called the halachas of animals? I don't know if this ever bothered you, but let's take a look now at the Maharal, because he addresses something else. He says as follows. He says, the fact that the order in Bereishis was a certain way, what does that mean? Does that mean just because it was like that in Bereishis, so the Torah also has the Seder in this parsha of in these parshas of the animals before the man, the halach of the man? Is it just, it's conformed with what we had in Bereishis? Says the Maharal something interesting. He says, Kishem. He says, now, we know by the creation of the world, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says something fascinating. He says, why is it that the animals were created before people? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Lamed Chesam and Aleph says, number one, there's a few reasons. Number one, she'im yizgo adam, if a person becomes haughty and arrogant, omrim lo, he's told, right, afilu yitush kadmecha, a little mosquito was created before you. What are you getting so haughty about? You know, you come much later, right? Mosquitoes came before you, and aardvarks for that matter. The bishvil ze nivra adam achra lemasa breishis. That's the reason why Hashem chose to create man afterwards. Another va'od yesh tamim acherim sham. There are other reasons over there in the Gemara in the Sanhedrin. One reason is that if a person would have been created first, so then it would give rise to the potential heretical claim that man and God together partnered in creating the rest of the world, right? Because man is we're creative, you understand? And so then if people would say, well, now that man was there, the rest of the Bria was created by man, and so on and so forth. Another reason is that he should have everything prepared for him as soon as he's created. So all of wildlife and all of vegetation, everything there would be for the taking. And another reason is that man was created after all the animals, that there should be shlemus, that should be perfection, that as soon as man is created, there would be no other interruption, and he would go straight into Shabbos. Okay, so these are four reasons that are given in the Gemara Sanhedrin as to why man was created later. So the Maral asks, V'im kein kasha, this is in the Gur Aryeh, kima d'osum ta'amim lo shayochim, those reasons play no role in why the halacha of the animals should be before the halachas of man. In other words, last week we learned about the halachas of the animals, which are kosher, fins and scales and chewing the cud and so on and so forth. Those halachas are stated prior to the halachas of man, of becoming a leper, of a woman giving birth, and so on and so forth. So v'im kein b'terusa lama maktan b'hem achayev ha'oth l'terus adam. So those reasons don't apply because the mosquito was created before man in order to keep man in check and keep his ego in check, right? I mean, what does it have to do in this parsha and Shemini as to the Seder Hadvarim, the sequence? And those obviously, and all of the other three reasons that I told you also, that man should be able to come into Shabbos directly, like what does it have to do with the fact that the halacha is that's true, that was true then? Why at this point can't the Torah tell us the halachas of men before the halachas of animals? And it says, V'dochel glomar, and it would be difficult to suggest that Aidi de Maktim be Yitzira Maktim Navi Chazar, there's no real reason, says the Maral, you might want to suggest, but since the Torah embraces had the creation of animals before the creation of man, so to hear it talks about animals before the animals of men. It set a precedent in terms of sequence. But the Maral says, no, that's not the case, because if you're looking at your Rashi, look at Reb Samloi. Reb Samloi says, Kishem. The Lashon Kishem lo mashmehachi. Now, the word Kishem means in the same way. Kishem means in the same way. If according to what the Maharal is suggesting and rejecting, it would not have said Kishem. It should have said Kivan. Since the Torah talks about the creation of animals, since it did that first, it talks about the halachas. In other words, really, there's no rooted reason. There's no essential reason, but it's just following the order, the precedent. But he says, that's not the truth. The word kishem means in the same way. For example, I'll give you an example. Chazal tells about people. Kishem she'em partzufeim domazulazu. Just like no two people look alike, we all have different faces and facial features. Kach, Kishem, and the way that we look differently in terms of our physical features, so also kach deoseim, our thoughts are also different. No two people think exactly the same. Or even if our thoughts coincide on certain issues, but they don't coincide in all two issues, you're not going to find two people that have the same temperament, the same emotional structure, the same thought process. Right? Everyone's different. There's no two people that are the same. Isn't that amazing? Hashem created from the beginning of time billions of people, and virtually no two faces are the same, except for maybe identical twins. But and even then, if you really know them well enough, you could probably tell. It happens to be an amazing thing. We don't think about it often. Like the permutations of different faces the numbers are just astronomical, right? But in any way, that's the word kishem. So the Maral says the word kishem here should mean in the same way. In other words, for the same reasons that Bereshis has animal before man, And that vein, it has animals before men in these parshas also. That's what the Maharal is medayik in the word kashem. This is like a Rashi. If we'd be sitting and learning Gemara together in the Kolel, we could spend a whole day on when the Rambam says the word kashem, what he means kashem. These words are not used without much intent. They're not used as a. Just like we say in Yiddish, just stamazai. It's not just thrown away like that. So he says, "V'yeshal." Listen to the Maharal's explanation. The gam teras and ech yiyu misnagim, the way that they are, that the way that they conduct themselves, hu dover damer lebria. That also has to do with the creation. Kemo shahabria hi tukunam, hachi nami terasam hi tikun haviyasam. In the same way. That the creation of animals or the creation of people was exactly that, their creation. So everything about them in terms of the halachas that apply to them, rather as an animal chews its cud or it has split hooves or a fish has fins and scales and so on and so forth, or a person, a woman that gives birth, so there's bleeding associated with that. And if a person becomes a leper, there's a certain skin discoloration and everything that goes on. Those are not just kind of to say that's the consequence of being a person. That is part and parcel of the creation of man. The creation of man is not only the original... The fact that man is now on the scene and the giraffe is now on the scene, but everything that the Torah has to say about animal and man, all the ways that they act and everything physical about them and all the what we say the halachas that apply to them, all of that defines who they are. It's part of their creation. It is part of the creation of man. He says, let me read the words again, because sometimes the Maharal's language is a little difficult. He says, the gam Torah, just says his last follows, the gam Torahson echium isnagim, their Torah in terms of how they conduct themselves, or I would say who they are and how they act and just their physical traits, who dover doma labriya, it's like the Bria itself. Kemosha abriya hitukunim, just like the Bria is the tikkun, vayasa lukim chayasa oretz, vayasa, Hashem made them fully grow. Right, we know that man was created fully grown. Animals were created fully grown, and so on and so forth. So just like they were niskan bitzivyonim of a kamos, the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah that I had recently, actually, they were created in their ultimate height and features. So also terusim he tikkun haviyosim, the way that they act is part and parcel of their creation. It's not as if a man. It's not as if God created man or animals in a robot, right? And then they took on character traits. The character traits are part and parcel of how they're created, right? Havi'az kanemar, be bold like a leopard, be swift as a deer. Right, it wasn't something that they learned afterwards. The Ribbono Shel Olam infused them with their character traits and how they look and how they act and whether they chew their cuds and whether they had split hooves, the way they look and the way they act. Every part of them is to be seen as a chelik, a part of the Bria itself. Lakach, kishem shemakdim bebria chayev ofas, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam put the creation of animals and birds before men, hachinami b'terus, in the halachas of the Torah, what the Torah has to say about them and defining them and the consequences of how they look and how they act. So, ein Torah el gemar tikunam, the same thing, the Torah is considered the ultimate and the finalization, the concretization of their creation. In other words, yes, a woman was created, but within that creation, Hashem says there is going to be the situation where a woman has a child, she's going to bleed with the childbirth, it conveys tuma. All of these are not after the facts that Hashem created a people and then Hashem decided, well, now it's time to write the Torah. No, the Torah is the blueprint for all creation. Hashem is stakel b'araisa, the Kabbalah tells us Hashem looked into the Torah, which preceded the creation of the world, then he proceeded to create the world. So when Hashem created woman, it was with the design that there would be childbirth and those consequences. And he created mankind and there will be the consequences of within the system of man. Within that system lies the potential for becoming a leper, becoming becoming a Metzora. Within the situation of animals lies all of the character traits that they have at that time and how those character traits affect halacha. So it's, when Hashem is creating the cow that chews its cud and has split hooves, right, that is the potential at that time. But the realization of that creation, that a cow looks that way, the realization of that creation will find its way into the halachas that man has to keep relative to that animal. That's all part of the bria. That's all part of creation. And then the Mara, I hope I'm doing justice because the words don't always shout out in our terms what he means to say. We have to sometimes dig a little deeper in understanding enigmatic or esoteric words of the Maharal. Then he says, and because of that, it says, now this is very, I know that I spoke about this once before. When Hashem created the world, it says, now it's the sixth day. Vayi erev, vayi boker, it's evening, it's morning, it's yom hashishi, ha, with the hey. The known Hashishi. By all the days of the creation, it says Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, not Hashini, Yom Shlishi, not Hashlishi. Why does it say Yom Hashishi? So says the Maharal that to tell us that Masa Bereshis were in suspense. They were suspended. It was in limbo. Tluyim v'omdim. The world was hanging on. It was in limbo. Until when? At Shishi b'sivat, until the sixth day. Hashishi means the known sixth day, which is the sixth day of Sivan, the day of Shavuos, the day that the Torah was given. Em yekabli yisrael Torah mutiv, the Jews accept the Torah very good, and if not, the world will return to a state of nothingness. Could you imagine? For 2,448 years, the world was still like, just jelly. It was somewhere hanging around, waiting to see whether, right? You have something, and until you infuse it with life, it doesn't work, right? So you could spend years building a robot, but until you push that button, and you don't know if it's going to work. So until Klal Yisrael accepted Hashem's Torah on the sixth day, the world was in suspense. Says that in Yikabel Torah Mutavim Lav Yachzur, the world will return. So we complied. We received the Torah. You see, we did. Now, why is that? The real creation, the real completion of creation is through Torah. Without Torah, something looks like an animal, something looks like a man, but it's not concretized as such. It's not final until we are infused with the Torah, all of the axioms of the Torah, shehu misakin olam, it fixes up the world, so to speak. Vahu ikar tikkun, the main tikkun of the world is what the Torah does to the world. V'im lo yekablun, if they would not accept the Torah, yachsi l'sov avo she'en kan tikkun, there would be no tikkun. Therefore, everything is called. That's why it's bria. So the Maharal is saying like this. He says, then I start off with a question. Why is this the Torah of the animals? It's the halachas that we have to keep relative to what we're allowed to eat. No, it defines the animal. The animal was created, right, at the beginning of creation. But until it resulted in the way that we relate to the animal, we will keep a kosher kitchen, right? We will not eat these fish. We will not eat these animals. So the world, if we didn't accept to do that, the animals had no key. I mean, there's no animal that looks like an animal, right? It's like a drawing. It's a three-dimensional great piece of art, but it didn't have the metzius. It didn't have the reality of what the animal really is. All that came into being and after 2,448 years of the Bria, when Klal Yisrael, we did our part. So we, so to speak, what we did was we gave finality to Hashem's Bria. Hashem created the world that's hanging out there, totally, it's an outer space, so to speak. And when we accepted the Torah, Nasav and Ishma, it concretized the world's creation. You understand? And therefore, that is understood as why. So, kishem, in the same way when Hashem created the world, the animals were created before man. So right now, when we talk about the Torah of animals and the Torah, all the halachas that are based on their characteristic traits and created on all of the reality and the blood that a woman experiences and the leprosy that a man experiences and all the things that animals look like and present to the world, all of that only became fully developed when when the Torah was given. So it's not just, well, because it was like that then, it's the sequence follows that. No, it's a continuation of that thought process. Man had to be created after animals for the four reasons that we gave, but the finality of that creation only occurs when we have the Torah and we have the halachas. Okay? Have a good one. A little bit, a little deep, but it's haral.